Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Let me get to my guest, and she is Jane Duker. She is an attorney here in town. You hear her down the hall on KMOX quite frequently. And Jane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Good to get you on the radio so early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you know that's difficult for me. You're trolling me, and I respect that.
Well, we appreciate you doing that. You know, you caught my attention here. I read this article a couple days ago from Tony Messenger, where he basically praises Wesley Bell for dropping a case and blames Bob McCullough for wasting a bunch of resources on it over the years. And in the end of the article, he kind of credits this as being part of Wesley Bell's criminal justice reform. And you just eviscerated him over this on Twitter yesterday. I wanted to get you on here to let you explain what your issues were with this story.
Yeah, I mean, this sort of, the article really, really upset me, because what the case is about is a West County lawyer who stole a document out of a court file that basically referred to him as a domestic abuser. And, you know, so he was being charged with, you know, stealing documents. And the reason he stole the document was because it referred to him as a domestic abuser. And so, you know, what happened was the clerk at the desk didn't see it, but there were two witnesses who went to the clerk and said, hey, this guy stole documents out of a file. And that's how they found out that he was doing that. Well, the underlying case was with his girlfriend, who not only got a preliminary order of protection, but got a final order of protection against the guy. He agrees that that's what happened. And he even, you don't even have to take my word for it, his lawyer filed what's called a motion in limine, which is a document or a motion to keep certain evidence away from a jury, where he basically files a motion saying, oh, please do not put it in front of the jury that the reason I stole this document is I didn't want them to know that I am a domestic abuser. And that, you know, and here are the exact words in his motion. The allegations are that he was physically and emotionally abusive, that he made threats of violence, that he's been diagnosed with a mental illness and or used drugs, and that he has been arrested for assault and battery and has destroyed property.
But, Jane, Tony Messenger's article doesn't mention any of that.
No, see, that is when I sort of snapped, is he glosses over, oh, there's this piece of paper, it was part of a consent decree involving his son, which is just a blatant lie. And that's when I sort of really snapped. And then, so then when you find out that this guy is covering up serial domestic abuse. So the worst part is they start bad-mouthing Bob McCullough for having wasted so much time on this. And Messenger didn't mention that there were two unrelated witnesses, just people off, you know, that were happened to be in the clerk's office. They witnessed the crime. And Messenger only says, oh, well, the clerk didn't see anything that happened. He didn't even mention that there were two witnesses that witnessed this. So that was completely a misrepresentation. And then they say, oh, well, this was a bad motive by Bob McCullough because this lawyer had interned at the prosecutor's office. And so it was a vendetta. This was a Bob McCullough vendetta. Well, come to find out, this guy, the reason why he left on such horrible terms from the prosecutor's office is because as an intern, he beat up his girlfriend, who happened to be an intern in the prosecutor's office as well. So I'm glad Bob McCullough has, if he does have a vendetta, I'm glad he does, because this guy is a serial abuser. And what's funny is the prosecutor on the case, Ed McSweeney, who was one of the first people that were fired, and he was fired because he said St. Louis County residents would, you know, regret the choice they made.
Yes.
He didn't know about the guy beating the crap out of his girlfriend, who was a prosecutor intern as well. He didn't even know. McCullough didn't tell the prosecutor on the case, which is more benefit of the doubt than this guy deserves.
Yes. So I guess whenever I read things like this, and then I find out later that there were major parts of the story were just left out, you have to wonder what's the underlying motive to do something like that. And it's basically to set up Wesley Bell as some sort of criminal justice reform warrior versus what we had with Bob McCullough. And that's just, as you find that out, that's just not the case.
Well, and also the lawyer for the abuser is a campaign donor of Wesley Bell. I mean, that was left out. So, I mean, I was very upset because I'm sitting here thinking, like, if the readers did not know all these very material facts, they would be misled in a fundamental way.
Yes.
And that scares me. I mean, you know, this is real stuff. This guy, he's got a very serious, horrible history. And what concerns me as well is, you know, Wesley Bell doesn't want to collect child support. You know, he doesn't have any senior staffers that are women. One of his senior staff men, they were both, had to be sued to pay child support, as did Tony Messenger. I'm sitting here thinking, there's a pattern here. And that is very concerning to me. This is not a pro-woman platform in the county prosecutor's office, and that upsets me.
We're talking to Attorney Jane Duker. Jane, I know in the past you've done some work with the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department Union, haven't you?
Yeah.
The Police Officers
Correct.
Association. You still work for
yes.
them?
I do, and the St. Louis Police Officers Association represents the line county prosecutors in St. Louis County. So that's another reason this upsets me. These career prosecutors are getting just bashed around, you know, oh, you're mass incarcerators. You put people in prison for no reason. This guy gets fired for, you know, exercising his right. And by the way, two of the three people that were fired on the first day, two of them have settled with the county and gotten money from the county because the terminations were inappropriate. Mr. McSweeney, who got fired for saying, you know, that the voters would regret this, which I think is actually coming true, he got his pension. He got money for attorney's fees. He got to resign instead of be fired, which, of course, that, you know, Tony kind of glossed over that, too, said he was fired. No, he actually got to resign. The third prosecutor fired is still embroiled in wrongful termination. You know, I don't know if it'll turn into full-fledged litigation, but, yeah, so that's the pattern we're dealing with here. So, yes, that's another reason, because I represent these folks and see what they go through every day, that this kind of lie really upsets me. These are career prosecutors. They're civil servants. They're not supposed to be hired or fired for politics.
Right.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah, true. You know, we know the problems that have gone on in Kim Gardner's office in relation mm-hmm. to police officers trying to do their jobs who end up taking cases to her office and they're rejected. We find out for a myriad of reasons. A lot of it has mm-hmm. to do with her approach to criminal justice reform. Are you seeing any evidence of that in the county prosecutor's office? Is that creeping down to the level where police officers in the county are not able to do their jobs either?
Oh, I mean, they're clearly afraid as well, because, when it comes to investigating police officers, they have all the time and energy in the world. And but when it comes to, you know, like the Catholic supply case, I mean, you know, no death penalty no matter what. I mean, if we had a mass shooting in St. Louis County, our county prosecutor would not even seek the death penalty. That's terrifying. He's basically dismantling the collection of child support, but he's setting up a conviction integrity unit. So he thinks that he has, which we disagree that he has authority to do, to investigate cops, investigate prosecutors, his own prosecutors, investigate judges, and decide whether old convictions, should be overturned. I mean, the people elected you to represent the people. And so, you know, there are defense lawyers out there, the Innocence Project. There's plenty of great groups that work on this kind of stuff. And if you feel like somebody brings you a motion and says, you know, this is well-founded and you get the evidence, but to have your office think that it can investigate all of law enforcement and come up with different answers it's really frightening. So if you're a police officer, you sit there and think, well, you know, I could be, you know, a case 10 years ago, these people could come down and start judging me and ruining my reputation for every case I work on.
Right.
And it's scary. I mean, it's not just one case. It's, when you start casting aspersions, like that report that was issued in the city by Kim Gardner, you know, when she wanted to go in and say, I want to declare somebody innocent, she did that. That entire report was done without talking to the prosecutor or the police. Who is testing the veracity of this report on behalf of the people?
Yes. Yeah,
don't have anybody.
It's a good point. You know, I noticed when you were tweeting about this, you were including Tony Messenger's boss. Have you gotten any feedback at all from the leadership of the Post on this?
No. In fact, I basically said he should be fired. If anybody else shaded, literally put false things on paper and refused to even account for them, they would be fired. And no, I've not heard a word. I have not heard, and it's very disturbing. I mean, I went through, if anybody wants to follow, at Jane Duker, D-U-E-K-E-R, I went through fact by fact by fact that was just false. And, you know, sometimes Tony says he's a reporter, sometimes he said he's a columnist. And I guess columnists don't have to check facts. I cited at least two Post-Dispatch stories of his own paper that contradicted what he said in his column. His own paper contradicted what he said. And I've not heard a word. Not a retraction, not a correction.
Jane, thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning. And at Jane Duker on Twitter, people can follow you there. It's a fun account to follow, in fact, particularly yesterday.
Well, I appreciate it. Sometimes you got to stand up for the truth.
Yes, you do. Jane, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
Get more at 971talk.com.